With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Russia has launched a large aerial attack on southern Ukraine 2 days after an airstrike on central Kyiv, killing 23. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on the Russia-Ukraine war and the assassination of Ukraine's former parliament speaker.
Cleanup in Ukraine after Russia launched an overnight mass attack into Saturday, killing at least one person and wounding 28, including children, according to local officials. This comes 2 days after a rare airstrike on central Kyiv left 23 dead and damaged European Union diplomatic offices. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU was advancing towards seizing frozen Russian assets to hand to Ukraine.
We are also advancing the work on the use of the Russian frozen assets because it's clear that the predator has to pay.
I'm Julie Walker.
Missouri's Republican governor is calling a special legislative session to redraw the state's U.S. House districts. More from Bernie Bennett.
The announcement Friday by Governor Mike Kehoe comes as President Donald Trump has been urging Republican-led states to reshape district lines to give the party a better shot at retaining control of Congress in next year's elections. It came hours after Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a new U.S. House map that gives the GOP a chance at winning five additional seats. Democratic lawmakers in California have countered with the redistricting plan, giving Democrats a chance at winning five more seats there. The California plan still needs voter approval. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A case that could provide the Trump administration with new and expansive power over the traditionally independent Federal Reserve got its first court hearing Friday. Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook has requested an emergency injunction to block President Trump's attempt to fire her over allegations that she committed mortgage fraud when she purchased a home and a condo in 2021. This is SRN News. A warning for Christians in South Korea from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The leadership of the country's major denominations met this month to discuss evangelism and to express their concern about the export of cult groups. The clergymen tell Christian Today Korea that such South Korean-based cults as the World Mission Society Church of God and the Salvation Sect have now established beachheads in many foreign countries. South Korean Christian leaders say it's time for them to join with Western churches to protect the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says that the Justice Department has sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics that provide sex change operations or hormone therapy to children. The request represents an elevation in the Trump administration's efforts to keep doctors from performing irreversible surgeries on minors for the purpose of living as the opposite sex. Bondi says the requests are part of investigations into health care fraud, false statements, and more. This is SRN News. Deputy White House Communications Director Alex Pfeiffer says the crime rate has become so bad in D.C., it's actually higher than in some notorious foreign cities.
In fact, in 2023, I think this is kind of an interesting stat, D.C. had roughly the same murder rate as Trinidad and Tobago. The State Department tells Americans to reconsider travel to Trinidad and Tobago because of crime. It's one of the nations that they're like, you shouldn't travel to. Or a capital is but roughly the same murder rate.
Environment America Clean Water Director John Rumpler says nearly two-thirds of beaches were tested nationwide.
I think what we can safely say is that every year we have found that all too often there are pathogens in the water that can make people sick where we want to go swimming. So there's really a need for us to take action and protect public health and clean water.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.